Here at WKAR Radio, we're all getting to know our incoming Morning Edition host, and gradually, Brooke Allen is getting to know Lansing. Brooke just wrapped 3 years of anchoring and reporting at WWJ News Radio in Detroit, but Southeast Michigan is not mid-Michigan. So to help Brooke get to know her new surroundings, she went for a little spin around Lansing.
Okay, so I am starting my tour of Lansing, and producer Katie Cook is with me, and she's going to show me around to some spots around town. And all I know right now is that we are hungry, so we're going to venture off. It's a really great day, so I can't say venture off into the sunset right now because it looks like it's going to storm, and we're going to see what is going on and what is happening. So off we go in search of some good food and my first taste of Lansing. So let's see what happens. We are at the corner of Grand River and Larch, and we have decided to go to the Cosmos. So let's go in and check it out. I'm so excited. All right, so tell me your name.
I'm James Cupp.
Okay, so how long have you worked here?
I've worked here since January.
Oh, so a newbie like me.
Yeah, I'm a newbie, yeah.
So have you lived in Lansing all your life, or are you just
here? Born and raised here. Yeah, I grew up actually 25 minutes south here in a little town called Eden Rapids, and I've lived here ever since I was 18, so yeah.
So what do you love about Lansing? Tell me what I need to know.
I truly, truly enjoy Lansing because the people are really down to earth. You know, it is a blue collar city. You know, people are more. It's just the people. You know, it's a really fun city. There's a lot to do here. People don't realize I love biking. You know, we have some of the best bike trails, river trails in the whole entire state. You know, you can go actually from Hazlitt all the way out to Grand Ledge. You know, on your bike, and it's amazing. You can stop at the city market. Check out what they're offering. They have a beautiful patio, you know, and yeah, it's just a really beautiful city.
So I don't have my bike with me today.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, there's a lot of things as well. There's great food, you know, like we have Creole. There's awesome food trucks that are actually popping up in the city, which I think is a bellwether of an awesome change in sea change and what's going on in the city, you know. A while back, you know, there wasn't as many options, food options, you know, and I think it's changing for the better. It's like I said, it's a good hallmark of a great economy, you know. So we've seen things like Cosmos, Zubies, Creole. You know, downtown we have Lansing Brewing Company, you know, which is actually a rebirth of one of the first brewing companies in Michigan, you know, which is kind of cool, you know. It feels good to live in a city such as Lansing at a time like this, which is really nice.
So it's not just the place you live. I mean, you actually have fun here and you enjoy it.
Oh, of course, yeah. There's a lot of things to do. You know, like the people here, the awesome environment, you know. We have one of the best guitar shops in the country. Elderly instruments, you know, like people come from all, like famous acts, like come there just to try out a guitar. It's one of the few places in the nation you can try out 10 different $6,000 guitars, you know.
Okay, so speaking of all the food items that you just, all the food places you just mentioned, yeah. And I am starving, okay. And I noticed something on this menu, duck fat fries. Yeah. What are those?
Those are amazing. So what they are is actually we take potatoes and we actually cut them into fries and we fry them in duck fat. And if you really want to go the extra mile, which everyone does, you need to get it with the truffle parmesan.
Am I going to have to run an extra mile after eating these? What are you talking about?
Well, don't let the word fat scare you, because that actually is, it's a different method for like frying. It's a different like oil, which adds a lot of flavor and embellishments to your palate, so to speak.
All right, I think you can count us in for one order of duck fat fries. Hold the fat.
Trust me, they are some of the best fries you'll ever have.
Well, that's what I've heard, so let's go ahead and try that. I'm very excited about it.
Okay,
thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome. Yeah, let's put those in for you right away.
Okay, so the duck fat fries have just arrived, and I'm about to taste one for the very first time, and they look delicious, so... Wow, these are so good. And the best thing is, James says they have no fat. Love that. Okay, so back in the car, and we are driving through Old Town, and we are going to check out a place that I've actually heard a lot about. I do not play an instrument, I am sad to admit. I did play the flute in third grade, but it was a very short-lived instrumental career. But we are going to go check out elderly instruments. Wow, how am I seeing a palm tree in Lansing? What is that? It's a pet store, I think. Proust Pets. And that looks very cool. And I'm even looking at a couple of palm trees and even a waterfall. So that is... very cool, and I am sure that my four-year-old twins would love to go take a look in there. So I will have to check that out as well. Oh, some railroad tracks. Okay, we're parked in front of elderly instruments. Actually, it looks like an old school or something, but I'm currently looking for a quarter for the parking meter. All right, yay, we're in business. Let's go. Okay, we're gonna peek inside. Wow. So do you give lessons?
We do indeed, we do indeed. We have a staff of teachers here, a whole array of them. You know, you can look on our website, www.elderly.com. How easy is that to remember? And there's a button at the bottom of every page, actually, on our site for lessons. And you can check out who teaches what here and what their hours are and stuff. But we do have people who teach.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And you never know, you may see me in here again and sign me up.
That would be fantastic. I hope you decide to do that.
Okay. Thank you. You think I should play a ukulele?
Excellent suggestion.
All right, I'm up to the challenge. I've been challenged to play the ukulele. All right, let me get situated here as I make my ukulele debut. How am I doing so far? Twinkle little star. I better stick to broadcasting. big finish. Okay, so we have had lunch and we went to Elderly Instruments. I've played the ukulele, I've had duck fat fries, and now where are we going, Katie?
I think we need some coffee, so I'm going to take you to Strange Matter.
All right, and you knew that I was just waiting for that. It's in the afternoon, so it is definitely time for a cup of coffee. So right now, we are actually at Michigan and Grand and stopped at a red light, and straight ahead is the Capitol building. And it is actually gorgeous. I've never seen it in person, and really phenomenal. It's shiny, it's a sunny day, blue skies, and really quite majestic. Finally, it is a sweltering day, and it is just about that time of day where I say, okay, it is time for a four-shot espresso. And so we are at Strange Matter, and I'm sitting with Crystal. And Crystal, so tell me, I heard your vanilla lattes are fabulous. Tell me what's in them.
Oh, I think every vanilla latte uses basically vanilla syrup, milk, and espresso. But with our vanilla latte, we house make our vanilla syrup just so to make sure we can portion out the quality of it really well. And other than that, I think the espresso that we're pulling right now, which is the Columbia El Ramo from Toby's Estate in New York, actually complements the vanilla syrup really well.
So I'm not from Lansing, I'm from Ferndale. And so tell me what you love about Lansing.
I love that I can get a cup of coffee and a slice of pizza and a beer on the same block. I'm young, so I think it's really a market for younger people. There's a lot to do and there's a lot of space to grow.
And what's your favorite thing to do in this area?
My favorite thing I'm here probably 40 hours a week, whether I'm working or whether I'm hanging out with friends or grabbing a drink.
So you like it right here?
I like it right here. I live in the neighborhood. All of my friends live in the neighborhood. There's like great food, there's great art, and there are great people.
So really, you don't feel the need to go anywhere else to find entertainment or culture, anything like that?
I like to travel for music things. I've been to Ferndale, to the Loving Fountain a couple of times, to Detroit or Grand Rapids. But I do believe in supporting local businesses and supporting local art, like artists. So I think that's where most of my time and energy is going to.
Well, thank you so much, and I can hardly wait. The anticipation has been building for about 4 days now. So I'm so excited to try this, and it's been a pleasure to meet you. Thank you.
Nice meeting you, too. Thanks, Brooke.
Okay, so it's the moment we've been waiting for, Katie. Try your drink.
Delicious.
Okay, now it's my turn. Although, like you said, because mine has 4 shots of espresso, yours only has 2, because you're weak. That is pretty good. Excellent choice. And I think I love Lansing, too. Let's go.
And Brooke Allen joins me now. So what did you take away from your quick spin around Lansing, Brooke?
You know what? Everyone that I spoke to and people on tape and off tape, actually, everyone just really enjoys living in Lansing, Mark.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's the bottom line. And I, you know, the short time I've been here, it's been, what, I think 2 weeks now? And it's been great. Everyone's been very welcoming.
Well, you'll be taking over Morning Edition hosting duties soon and contributing to Current State, I'm happy to say. So we look forward to it. We're happy to have you. Again, welcome.
Thank you.
Now you know where all the good coffee joints are.
I do indeed. Right? I'm off to one right now.
Very, very important stuff.